Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Animal's Eye View with Lizanne Flynn is a hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Lizanne will uncover life lessons for both animal and human from the animal's perspective and will share the wise voices of our wild animal companions. It's an animal's unquestionable intuition that guides Lizanne, a world-renowned animal communicator. Learn why your companion selected you and how you might experience love, compassion, and understanding for all animals. They're here to help us understand the mirror they are for our life journey. Lizanne will assist you in understanding animals as light beings here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you? Now, here's your host, Lizanne Flynn.
Hey, everybody. I'm Lizanne Flynn, and you're listening to The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm so happy to be here with you today. I'm very happy to have everybody listening to the program because we have a very special guest on today, and I'll get to introducing Ms. Kyla Hogan here in just a few minutes. There's something that I wanted to share with you to kind of set the stage for what it is that we do on my program and also on the other radio show that I have on 1-2 Radio on Fridays. It is all about animals, and it is all about our relationship with them. Sometimes when people ask me, what is it like to be an animal communicator? It's the word commune that I ask people, I invite everyone to focus on in the communicator part. If you look up the word commune in the dictionary, it says to basically share the thoughts and feelings of another telepathically. And as an animal communicator, that is what I do. And it's always, I have to say, sometimes usually pretty surprising some of the things that our animal companions, and we talked about that last week using the term animal companion in lieu of pet, because of their high intuition level, because of the viewpoint that they have of our lives, they have an incredibly deep understanding of what goes on in our lives and what goes on in our shared life with them. And not surprisingly, sometimes because they are at a little bit of a distance from an observer standpoint, they have some remarkably insightful things to share with us if we just but care to listen to them. I'm going to share with you a favorite quote of mine. I collect these things, as I'm sure some of you do as well, from some of your favorite authors and writers. This one is from Henry Beston from The Outermost House that was published in 1928. The animal shall not be measured by man. In a world older and more complete than ours, they moved finished and complete, gifted with extension of the senses we have lost or never attained, living by voices we shall never hear. They are not brethren, they are not underlings, they are other nations, caught with ourselves in the net of life and time, fellow prisoners of the splendor and travail of the earth. You know, and for me, that just kind of says it all. I think that we sometimes, especially with our companion animals, we tend to think about them as, Henry says, extensions of ourselves, which they're not. They're wholly formed, other and complete with souls and higher selves, sentient beings who are having an animal experience here on this planet at this point in time, just like we're spiritual beings having a human experience on this planet at this point in time. And I think I'd like to focus on, especially today, not only our companion animals, but the animals that are in our lives that still need our assistance, that are here because they have a right to be here on this planet. It's appropriate that we share our space with them, and it's also appropriate that we help them when we can and that we actively work with them to bring them to the highest and best quality of life possible and for their highest and best good. As I mentioned earlier, we're going to be talking about Mustangs today. I just love horses. When I was a little girl, I'm sure, like probably all other little girls out there, I would fantasize about having a horse of my own. And I remember one Christmas, my mom bought me a little stuffed donkey that, we had six kids in the family, and they certainly weren't in a position to allow me to have a horse. But it just kind of stayed with me. And I know that when I work with horses, either with Reiki or with animal communication, it's definitely a different level than, say, for instance, dogs or cats. I had a woman on my other show as a guest who's the owner of an equine rehabilitation center. And she put it quite nicely. She said that horses actually are partners with us. Dogs and cats can be partners, they can also be animal companions. But I think the horse, and other four-legged creatures of that ilk, be they donkeys or burros, mustangs, are teacher as well as student. It's really a unique relationship, I think, that we can have with horses. And what got me interested in this particular project, if you will, was that I was in the video store one day and I was just kind of browsing through and I came across this movie called Wild Horse, Wild Ride. And I thought, I turned it over on the back and it was a documentary basically following a couple of trainers who had adopted wild Mustangs from a group adoption process. And it kind of followed them through the process of partnering with and training these wild Mustangs. And I was hooked. I thought, well, my gosh, I have to have these people on the show to talk about their amazing program. So without further ado, who I'd like to introduce to you right now is Kyla Hogan. Kyla is the marketing director for the Mustang Heritage Foundation. And the Mustang Heritage Foundation is a nonprofit organization that is dedicated to facilitating successful adoptions for America's excess Mustangs and burros. So, Kyla, welcome to the Animal's Eye View.
Yes. Hi, Lizanne. Thanks for having me today.
Oh, thanks so much for being on our program. How did you get involved in it, to not only being the marketing director for this great organization, but how did you get involved with horses? Have you had horses all your life? Is this something that you've always wanted to do?
Yes, ma'am. I was fortunate enough to always have a horse in the backyard. I grew up on a small cattle operation in Oklahoma, and horses were an important part of our day-to-day activities. And of course, as a little girl, I became very attached to those horses, and it grew into something more than just using them for their abilities and their talents. But they were an important part of my childhood, and they continue to be an important part of my daily life.
So does that resonate with you, thinking of horse as partner as opposed to a companion animal? Does that touch you in some way?
It does. Horses are amazing animals, and they can be used for a variety of different uses, but they're also, I have a stronger attachment to horses. I guess I'm definitely an animal lover of all species, dogs, cats, and everything, but I have a stronger connection to horses for whatever reason. But
Well, and again, I'm envious of your opportunity to have horses. We went to a dude ranch once when I was a little kid. Not actually a little kid, when I was in high school, still living at home, of course. And we were on a dude ranch, and so each one of us got to have a horse for the day, and it was just, oh my gosh, just by the end of the week, I just fell in love with the horse that I was on, and just it again, it's just, I think, a really special relationship, I think, that we can have with horses.
Yes, and I'm sorry, Lizen, but horses are amazing in the fact that here is a 1,200-pound animal, and he or she is willing to let me train and guide, and horses don't have to allow that, but they're willing and they're compassionate, and they're an amazing animal.
Well, they are, and I agree with you. I think it is their willingness to partner with us. It is their willingness to allow us to train them. And again, I can't say enough about the fabulous film Wild Horse Wild Ride. Just the learning I think that was done by both human as well as animal was just really, really remarkable. And Kyla, in case people are interested during the program, what's the website, and as we're heading into break here, what's the website that they can go to find out more about the Mustang Heritage Foundation?
Yes, you can visit Mustang Heritage Foundation.org, and that will give you a program overview, and you can learn about the different educational platforms that we have. You can also find our organization on Facebook under our event name, Extreme Mustang Makeover.
Excellent. Everybody, I hope you'll stay tuned. You're listening to The Animal's Eye View with Lizanne Flynn. We have the fabulous Mustang Heritage Foundation on air with us today. Stay tuned. We'll be taking your calls and questions after the break.
Each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you? Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Animal's Eye View with Lizanne Flynn on Transformation Talk Radio. My guest today is Kyla Hogan. Kyla is the marketing director for the Mustang Heritage Foundation. And just before the break, Kyla, you were talking about where people can get a hold of information about the work that you do and some of the educational programs that you have. Would you mind repeating that information?
Sure. The best place to learn about the foundation is at MustangHeritageFoundation.org. And if you're also on Facebook, you can find us at Extreme Mustang Makeover.
Okay. Well, and now that since we're talking about Extreme Mustang Makeover, explain a little bit, if you will, about the movie that I saw, Wild Horse, Wild Ride. What was the idea behind that, and just share with our listeners a little bit about the movie.
Sure. Wild Horse, Wild Ride follows the trainer-horse relationship through the Extreme Mustang Makeover. To give you a little history about the event, the first event was produced in 2007, and basically we approve trainers and assign them a wild horse that hasn't been touched that is in a BLM holding facility. Now, mm-hmm. once the trainers pick the horse up, they have 100 to 120 days to train and gentle that horse, and then at the end of the training period, we meet for a show, and at our smaller events, the horses are then available for adoption to the public following the event. And Wild Horse Wild Ride follows three or four of those trainers from the pickup to their training and gentling experience, and then also to the show that was in Fort Worth and through the adoption process.
And so some of these horses then don't remain with the trainers that trained them, but they're offered up for adoption.
That's correct. The Extreme Mustang Makeover was created with people in mind that might not have the ability or expertise or experience to pick up a wild horse and start the gentling process. Our trainers are very qualified, and we approve them through an application process. They gentle and train the animal, and then those people that might not have the opportunity to otherwise own a wild horse can have a horse that's had 100 days training that is halter broke and a lot of times started under saddle and things of that nature. It makes it easier for people wanting a wild horse to acquire one, but they might not have the ability to have a wild horse. our horses are offered with that training.
Oh, sure, and I can certainly see where taking. I mean, that's just an entirely different process, I would think, and a different animal. That if you say for instance you have a mare who foals, and then you take that foal that's already living with you and going through the process of the halter breaking and things like that. But I think it's like apples and oranges and probably then some for people mm-hmm. to envision and imagine taking a wild horse that has never probably felt the touch of human, has never really been around humans, and go through this whole process. It can't be any different than night and day, can it?
Correct. And just to add, you were talking earlier about trainers keeping the horses. The trainers do have the option to adopt, mm-hmm. And some of them do become attached to these horses during the training process and can't imagine not being with them after that. And they do have the option to adopt those horses also. But we encourage them to come back and compete again and start with another wild horse and gentle them for a new adoptive home also.
Well, and just from my perspective, from an animal communicator perspective, it was just really fascinating to watch, the give and take, the interplay of thoughts, emotions, connection, heart bond between animal and human up close. It was just, like I said, I can't say enough about this movie. It was just really just thoroughly enjoyable. And let me ask you a question, Kyla. Have you had the opportunity to train and gentle a wild horse yourself?
Yes, ma'am. That is actually how my husband and I got involved with the foundation. He competed as a trainer in the very first Extreme Mustang Makeover, and then again in 2010 and 2011. And so we, at the time, we were training horses as a business in Amarillo, Texas, and he's seen this opportunity to train a wild horse and be entered into this competition, and he took it, and we still have our 2011 Mustang that was from that competition. The foundation offered us a job in 2012, and we came on, which it's been great because we've been able to see both sides of the event, the trainer and now an employee of the foundation, and we get to continue our involvement with these great horses.
Oh, absolutely. So how was that process of training a wild Mustang different for you than, say, for instance, one that you had, like I said, if you had a mare and she had foaled and raising that foal?
Sure. Mustangs are very sensitive. They're very sensual, and they are more, in my experience, they're more attentive to their surroundings, to you. They watch your every move, and they pick up, they're very, very intelligent, and you might be teaching them something that you're not even aware of. So that's what trainers always tell me, how much they learn from these horses, because they're very fast learners, and trainers definitely have to keep in mind every move they make, that wild horse is watching and learning. And so they have to fine-tune their skills as trainers and gentlers, because the wild horse, he learns at a faster pace, in my experience, than a domestic horse.
So do you think it's fair to say, Kyla, that maybe the wild horse has maybe a more finely tuned sense of intuition and instinct than a domesticated horse does?
I would say that is definitely true in most cases. Their instincts are finely tuned. They've had to take care of themselves. And unlike our domestic horses, which I love domestic horses, we also have those in our barn. But the wild horse has had to take care of himself, and his instincts are just at a much higher level than, say, a horse that has lived in a domestic situation his whole life.
Well, and that's interesting. I like to say to people that I think we all have what I would call an intuitive muscle, and I think it's in both human as well as animal alike. And I think it's that part of us, that sixth sense that, as you said, we did use, humans certainly used, and I think animals use for survival. It's that, you know, gut, for humans, it's that gut feeling, it's that hair on the back of your neck, it's that just kind of goosebump thing that's knitted into our physical being, that's the body's way of saying, wow, you know, there's a woolly mammoth right over your right shoulder, or there's a saber-toothed tiger coming. And you're right, I think in being in civilization, I think both human as well as animals, humans probably more so than animals, I think we kind of deaden or numb that intuitive muscle. But I can see where, as a human trainer, especially of a wild animal, you would have to be much more aware of your surroundings and yourself, I think, in order to enter into this partnership. Would you say that that's true?
I would agree with that. And I would also add that wild horses seem to be much more in tune with your energy, your mood for the day. They immediately become aware when you step in to work with them. They can tell you more about yourself than you can probably at that moment. They're very, very aware of what's going on inside of you, mentally and internally.
Well, and that's why I say to people, when I talk to them about canine massage, and one of the things I learned in becoming a canine massage therapist, and I think in working with animals in general, one of the rules was never give a massage if you're in a bad mood. And never give a massage, of course, if you've been drinking or on drugs, that goes without saying. But absolutely, because this is an energy piece, and any animal, I think, would automatically kind of pick up on that. Absolutely.
Yes, and I think that makes, I'm sorry, but
no, go ahead.
I think that's what makes horses a great therapy tool. Yes. They're very aware, and they can tell you things that you might not have realized at that moment.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. Well, Kyla, we're going to head into our second break, I guess, here in just a few minutes. I'm Lizanne Flynn. You're listening to The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. My very special guest today is Kyla Hogan. Kyla is the marketing director for the Mustang Heritage Foundation. We're having a fascinating conversation about the energy exchange between human and animal. I hope you'll stay tuned. We'll be right back after the break.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Everybody, we're back on Transformation Talk Radio with me, Lizanne Flynn, and the Animal's Eye View. I have Kyla Hogan here from the Mustang Heritage Foundation, and we're talking about, just before we went into the break, we started on what I think is a fascinating conversation about the energy exchange and sensitivity. I think of all animals, most especially horses, when it comes to working with their human counterparts. Is there a story or an example, Kyla, you could give us of a particular either lesson for you personally, or one that kind of comes to mind that that might have been, I don't know, maybe a little bit more challenging or maybe more touching for you that you experienced?
I was thinking when we were talking earlier about these Mustangs, the first Mustang that I had experience with was a horse that my husband competed with in 2010. Mm-hmm. And that little Mustang, when we brought him home, he was naturally gentle. He wanted to be our friend. He was very inquisitive and curious. And my husband had a relatively easy process gentling and training him. And the next year, we went back to compete again, and we chose a big bay Mustang. He was quite a bit bigger than the horse we chose the year before, but he seemed very intelligent. He had a big, kind eye, and he was a very pretty mover, and we fell in love with him from the start. Now, when we got home with him and released him into the round pen, he didn't have a mean bone in his body. He wasn't aggressive, but he was very, very flighty. Horses have what we call a fight or flight instinct, mm-hmm. and he was very sensitive to everything, anything new, anything unknown, and it took my husband a little bit longer to get him going, and that was the first time that I had an experience with a horse where any little change in my movement or attitude or behavior, he brought an instant response from him. And yep. I think that was the first time that I really started paying attention to my energy, my silent communication, I guess, what I like to call. And I learned a lot from that horse. And we still have that horse. And he's still, I like to see him with other people. We have a lot of visitors to the facility, and it's mm-hmm. always interesting to me to watch his reactions to their energy and their changes and their behavior, and they are also able to learn from him. It's just really interesting.
Well, I think it all goes under the heading of the animals as mirrors for us. I think we kind of get lulled into, I don't know whether it's dismissing the animals around us, whether they be domesticated or wild, but maybe it's like the intuitive muscle. I think we've just forgotten how strong that connection actually is. And, you know, in talking about the fight or flight, I say to people that animals don't know anger. They don't know I don't think, any of the what we would call human emotions. They will respond, I think, out of fear or pain. But they don't. When I hear somebody say to me, "Well, you know, my dog is just really angry with me," I said, I'm just not sure. I would beg to differ with you that I think maybe your dog is mirroring back something to you, or is wanting you through their behavior to kind of raise the red flag and saying, hey, something is wrong in this environment for both of us. And since you're the human, you're in charge of maintaining this environment, and something like that needs to get fixed. So I think that fight or flight response absolutely is a true one, I think, for most animals, most definitely. So let's share with us a little bit, Kyla, if you will, about the wild Mustang and its history in the U.S. Are the Mustangs like bison? Have we always had Mustangs here in this country?
The horse in general has been a very important part of settling this country. I know we have a very brief history compared to other countries and nations of this world, but horses have been an important part of our history from the beginning, from settling the West to industry to their, without the horse, they've been such an important tool to the development of this country. And I think that might be another reason why people have such a strong, you very rarely run into anybody that doesn't have at least a level of like for horses. And there, every little girl has a dream or a want to have a horseback ride, or there's a strong connection that's embedded with people of this country, I think.
Well, and it's nice to know that I'm not the only little girl who had a desire to have a horse. And you're absolutely right. I may do with, you know, trips to the Dude Ranch with my family or going horseback riding with one of my best childhood friends. So there is something, it's just, I agree, there's just something kind of magical about the horse. Tell us, share with us, Kyla, if you will, how do horses come, the Mustangs come to be in your facility?
Sure.
And what that process entails.
The foundation deals primarily with the horses that have been gathered off of public lands by the Bureau of Land Management. And those horses, once they are gathered, are entered into their adoption program. And the foundation was formed to increase awareness about these horses, to increase the number of successful adoptions, and to also remove some of the stigma that's around these horses, that they're not trainable, that they're not athletic, not able to do certain events. We wanted to remove a lot of that stigma around these horses because, in all actuality, they're very versatile, they're very intelligent, and they make excellent equine companions once you have their trust and have gentled them.
Well, and it feels like that sometimes we humans look at things that are different than us and things that might behave in a different way as, you know, not okay. And I don't know if that's human nature. Maybe I wish that it weren't human nature, that we could embrace diversity more. But I can absolutely see that. I think for me, there's a correlation between that and the wolf, for instance. I think that maybe if people were to understand a little bit more about wolves and their relationship, certainly with humans way back when, I think we would feel a little bit differently about them. But so a group of horses is rounded up, right, or culled from like a larger group and brought into your facility. Is that how it works?
Like I said, we only deal with the horses that have been gathered and that are in BLM facilities. The basic part that the foundation does is solicit trainers and adopters for those horses. Mm-hmm. So we will produce an event and solicit trainers for that particular event. Then we work with the BLM to group horses together from those holding facilities that are able to do the competition. Generally, they're horses that are 4 to 6 years old, mares mm-hmm. and geldings. We deal with both. And mm-hmm. then we assign the approved trainers one of those horses, and the trainer mm-hmm. picks the horse up, and then the gentling process begins before the event.
So does the trainer have any say then in which horse they get to work with, or are they just given, like, is it like a number-matching system?
In most of our events, it is random assignment. Now, we do have a larger event in where the trainer does get to choose the particular horse he or she would like to work with. Mm-hmm. And they actually adopt those horses up front. Instead of offering the horses for public adoption, the trainer adopts up front and will continue to own the horse following the event.
Okay. And so it's definitely like That seems like a huge challenge for the trainers. That is it a challenge? Well, let me ask you: is that a challenge of all of a sudden you agreed to be a part of this event? And as we're heading into break, if you could just say, you know, what do trainers say about this? Do they say? Does anybody ever make excuses like, "Wow, I just couldn't make this work with this horse"? Or
you know, we have a very high percentage of horses that are trained and adopted. Very rarely do trainers call and say, I can't get this horse started. I can't make a breakthrough with this horse. Our percentage is actually very high, and we have very few that aren't able to be entered into the competition.
Okay. And how many of these competitions, Kyla, do you have?
We generally have 6 to 8 smaller events through the year, and then we'll have a larger event historically in Fort Worth, Texas, which we'll have this year. We have just over 400 entries in our event in September. So,
wow,
but
that's
huge. We'll do smaller smaller events across the country. Matter of fact, we just returned from New Jersey. We had an excellent event there August 2nd through the 4th of this year, mm-hmm. and we adopted 33 Mustang mares through that event.
Wow, that's just awesome. So it sounds like there's actually a fairly large number of horses that come through your facility.
Yes, ma'am. Since 2007, we have placed over 5,000 Mustangs into adoptive homes through our events and adoption programs.
Wow, that's just amazing. That's just that's just phenomenal. I just think that's it's such just a fabulous, wonderful thing that you're doing. I think for not only the Mustangs, most certainly, but I think for the humans as well. And when we come back, Kyla, from break, I thought maybe we could talk a little bit more about because it's not just horses that your foundation deals with; it's also with Mustang burros, correct?
We do a little bit with the burros, yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Everybody, we're going to head into break. I'm Lizanne Flynn. This is The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. Hang in there with us. We'll be right back.
Each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and Access Consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Lizanne Flynn. This is The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. And we're here with Kyla Hogan. Kyla is the marketing director of the Mustang Heritage Foundation. And just before we left to go on break, Kyla, we were starting to talk about the work that your foundation does with burros. Could you explain just a little bit about that?
Sure. Mainly the foundation deals with Mustangs that have been gathered, but we have also, we had a first-time event this year that dealt with burros. we had, I believe, 10 trainers that that picked up a wild burrow, and they had a little bit longer training time than our Mustang-only events, and those burrows were shown in hand, or they also pulled carts. And one of our burrow graduates went on to do very well at the state fair circuit in Texas, which is pretty interesting because the gentleman that showed him has historically shown very well-bred, high-end mules and donkeys, and he took this Bureau of Land Management burro on the circuit and did better with that burro than his other barn mule and donkey. So that was a great story, and he loves that little burro very much. So
oh, that's so sweet. And now the difference between a burro and a donkey is a cross between a mule and a horse. Do I have that right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And then a burro is?
Burro is kind of another term for, it's kind of a smaller, the burros that we had in our event were smaller than mm-hmm. most of the donkeys that you see. So that's why they were limited to in-hand work and driving. But they're very, and we were talking about the intelligence of the Mustang. If you've ever talked to a mule or donkey or burro trainer, they'll tell you that they are very, they're smarter than horses a lot of times and a lot more stubborn. But I don't know if it's stubbornness or intelligence. I think that they're just another animal, and you have to change your approach to them.
Well, and as we were talking during the break, Kyle and I were saying, everybody, that certainly for me, and I would hazard a guess for Kyla as well, when I follow the animal's lead, everything goes really well. When I try to follow my lead and not force the animal to go along, but maybe try to push a situation or pull it in one direction, it just doesn't seem to work as well. And it took me a little while to get to the place of, because I think as humans, sometimes we, I don't know whether it's necessarily ego. I don't know whether it's the fact that we believe that simply because we have a neocortex and have the thinking mind that we're head and shoulders above animals. I don't think that that's true, because I think that intuition and instinct would probably trump logical thinking pretty much any day of the week. But Kyla, you said that you would agree that it flows much more smoothly that when we can work with animals as opposed to doing things to them.
Right. I would agree with that wholeheartedly.
Let me, again, everybody, if you want to go to Kyla's foundation page, that's www.mustangheritagefoundation.org. They also have a Facebook page, and that's the Extreme Mustang Makeover. And absolutely, if you can get a hold of it, I would invite you to rent Wild Horse Wild Ride. It's just a thoroughly entertaining and incredibly educational documentary about following and watching the relationship between these horses and these people. And the trainers that have adopted these horses and work with them in this training program throughout the process. In the few minutes that we have left, Kyla, what other things would you like to share with people about either your foundation, about wild Mustangs, just anything?
Sure. I mentioned it briefly earlier, but our largest event of the year is actually next month, September 17th through the 21st. If you're in the Fort Worth area, we encourage you to come out to the Will Rogers Memorial Center. And like I said, we have over 400 entries of Mustangs and their trainers that will be competing through the week. And we'll have youth divisions. We have adult in-hand walk trot. We have a Legends division, which is an equivalent to an open adult class. And it should be a lot of fun. And there's going to be a great representation of the American Mustang there at the Will Rogers in Fort Worth.
And Kyla, as the trainers and the Mustangs go through this competition then at the end of the training period, are there prizes that are given out? Are there awards? Are there certificates?
Yes, we have some amazing sponsors. The trainers have, the prize money is very high. Matter of fact, the winner of the Legends event, we're going to be awarding them $200,000 and a new Ram pickup.
So oh, my gosh. That's
fabulous. There's a lot at stake. Yes, ma'am.
That is a lot at stake. Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
And this is the largest event that the foundation has produced in its brief history, and we're very excited. We're excited about this group of horses, and we have a lot of new faces as far as trainers, and so we're looking forward to it.
Well, I had no idea that the prize money was that high. I think is this the largest amount of trainers and horses that you've ever had entered?
Yes, we actually held adoption auctions across the country earlier this year, where the trainers came and chose their partner for the event's called Mustang Million, and the trainers were able to choose their horses for this event. And we adopted 561 horses through those adoption auctions. And like I said, over 400 are coming back to compete. And so we're very excited, and the staff is very busy right now preparing for this event.
Oh, I can't even imagine. And it just sounds wonderful. And for me, in watching again the documentary of Wild Horse, Wild Ride, it was just really moving to see, you know, the relationship develop between the Mustang and the trainer, and you know, when they get to the point of this competition and what goes well and what sometimes doesn't go so well. But it's just, again, I think it's a really moving tribute to the Wild Mustang, and I think a way of kind of ensuring that I like the name of the foundation, the Mustang Heritage Foundation, that work continues, because I think it's really, really important work. Kyla, thank you so much for being my guest here on the show today. I've enjoyed it immensely. I hope you have as well.
And everybody, I have. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. And we're definitely going to have you on my other radio show, absolutely, because this was fun. And I think people, it's just a really interesting subject, I think, and topic matter. Again, everybody, if you would like to take a look, go to www.mustangheritagefoundation.org. Kyla Hogan has been an amazing and very special guest today. My fabulous producer today was Brian Sullivan. Without Brian's work, I would not be here. So, Brian, thank you very much for that.
You're welcome, Lizanne. Always a pleasure.
Everybody, if you'd like to contact me, you can go to my Facebook page, which is The Animals Eye View 1, and also go to my website that's currently being revamped, which is www.theanimalseyeview.com. All of my info is on the contact page, and you can sign up for my newsletter. I would invite everybody to take very good care of yourselves and your animal companions this coming week. And remember to say to yourself and them at least once a day, I love you. I'm Lizanne Flynn. This has been The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope you'll tune in next week. I will not have a guest on next week, but we will have a very interesting subject matter that I think will be of interest to everybody. So again, I'm Lizanne Flynn. This has been The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. See you next time.
You've been listening to The Animal's Eye View with Lizanne Flynn. Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you? For more information and to schedule a personal session with Lizanne, visit theanimalseyeview.com. That's theanimalseyeview.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns is dedicated to being love in action, light in illumination, and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the Divas as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. Visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio. Vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio. Vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking.
Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.